start exactly have bust?
No. Hi everyone, I'm Titouan. Unfortunately, my colleague Thomas couldn't be here today, so I will be presenting the LTS program for BuildRoot. So, in a nutshell, what's BuildRoot? It's an embedded build system for Linux devices. Very easy, based on make and kconfig, so you just make a devconfig, then possibly customize your build, finally make, and you obtain a flashable image for your embedded Linux device. How it works, it's a mailing list based contribution workflow, so you write patches on your computer, then send them on the mailing list, they will be reviewed by the maintainers, and ultimately applied to the master branch, which is maybe a flatter process than the Linux kernel. So, historically, the BuildRoot development has four releases per year, one in February, just after FrostDEM, and then one in May, August, and November. And the one from February was supported for 1 year, so which is kind of an LTS already. And all of this, like releasing and trying to keep the release up-to-date work, was carried by one maintainer, so he was, yeah, doing a lot of things on his free time. Yeah, lots of work. So how that works from the Git perspective, so we tag a release on master, and then as security fixes land on master, we cherry pick them on the LCS or other branches and tag new release ahead. But since BuildRoot 25.2, we now have an LTS support for 3 years, so we have longer term support releases. So the objectives of this program is, first of all, having a longer term support release and having a 1 year overlap period, so we have one new 3 year LTS every 2 years. Also, we have now a systematic vulnerability tracking and reporting for all the BuildRoot packages. And also, we have some sponsors, LTS stewards, who get actually some paid time to work on that program. And also, these people will make sure that if there's a security fix that's not in a version bump or something, this security fix could be backported accordingly in the affected packages. So this gives us the following release cycle. So we are currently the 25.2 cycle. All the other ones are quarterly, and we can expect that in 2027 we will have the 20 following one. How that works in the back office, I would say. So every Monday, one of us will tag the latest commit on master, so we have a reference point of all the commits to review for that week. Then, by the beginning of the week, we review all commits one by one that have been applied to master, and we annotate them using Git notes, so this is a distributed workflow, so to know which one should be cherry-picked into which branches according to which security fix are in there or which one are applicable. Then one maintainer will synchronize that and upstream it on the LTS branch. And as soon as it's updated, we have some automatic workflows that will update the vulnerability status of BuildRoot. So if you want to help us maintain the LTS in good shape, there are a few guidelines, I could say. So if you have a security bump, for instance, please mark it explicitly in the patch you send to the mailing list. This makes the LTS maintenance a lot easier. And also, if you know that there's a CVE number or a vulnerability reference you can link, please put it in the commit message. Oh, again, this is very helpful to move forward and avoid losing some information. This is also a general idea, so it's applicable to any project. But if you have a commit that fixes an issue which is not a vulnerability, but something that comes from the project itself, please link them in the commit message as well. Also, this is useful, but general guideline. Do this in every project, actually. And finally, if you have a package bump, so you bump to a newer version which introduces new features, but still one previous version had fixed some security issue, please try to split the patch in two, so it's, again, easier for us to backport the correct security fix in the correct branches. So I mentioned that we also have some systematic vulnerability reporting. So since 25.2, we have a tool called Generate Cyclone DX, which if you give it the build root information of your build, it will give you an SBOM in Cyclone DX format. And since the latest 25.2 release, we also have improved the script CVE check inside build root, which is an existing script, such that it can enrich directly the Cyclone DX SBOM to include all the vulnerability information. And with all this tooling we have, now we can have all the branches from build root that are supported. We pass them through the SBOM generator, CVE check, then with some custom cooking, we create a website which is hosted on security.buildroot.org, and this is updated every day. So you get an up-to-date representation of all the packages in build root and what's their version, what are the known vulnerabilities and stuff like that. So why should you sponsor the LTS program then? So first you will help ensure that there's some long-term sustainability for the build root project, that you can get some reliable packages that are supported. You get some contact with the LTS stewards, so me and other people. Also you can get some personalized security reports if your company is interested into that, and also you get a recognition of your sponsorship on the LTS website. Just a small graph. In 1 year, we reviewed approximately almost 4,000 commits. Of them, about a third has been cherry-picked into one of the LTS or quarterly support branch, and this allows us to fix more than 300 vulnerabilities. So you see the graph on the right. This is just on the horizontal axis, you have the commit date, so when the commit was made on master, and then you have the number of commits backported on each branch, and the vertical lines indicate the build root releases, so the build root LTS 25.2 releases. So you can see there's a constant inflow of commits. Some of them are actually happening around large conferences, but you see the general idea that there's some activity there. So thanks everyone for attending first. Thanks to our sponsor that make this program possible. If you want to know more, you can visit those websites. And also if you think that your employer or company, whatever, would be interested to help in this program, I have some business cards you can take home and spread the message. Thank you very much, everyone.